Today on Sports Card Investor, the five cards that have gone up the most since the National, plus a grading reveal on my huge Justin Herbert Gold Kaboom card. My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me and my team as we help you profit from the hobby we all love. Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to another Top 5 Tuesday. And it feels good to be back in the studio again. Got my voice back. I'm ready to go, rested up from the National, and I'm excited about what the card market is doing right now. So we got some great things to talk about today. Of course, this episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay is here for the card collectors with a trick for every trade, like advanced tools for price checking with Price Guide Beta within the eBay app, and up to 50% faster listing with Image Scan. Learn how collecting just got smarter at ebay.com/tradinghub. So we're now a little more than a week removed from the end of the National Sports Collectors Convention. And as I look back on the experience, I can tell you it was unbelievable. It was everything I was hoping it would be, and then some. The energy and passion in that building, amongst that all-time record-setting crowd, for sports card collecting and sports card investing was off the charts. So much energy, so much passion, and it makes me so excited about where this hobby is going. No matter if the market fluctuates a little up or a little down, I know there is incredible interest, incredible passion, and I am very bullish on where the whole sports card market and community is gonna go in the years ahead. I'm continuing to buy a lot of cards. I'm continuing to invest in new business lines within the sports card hobby because I am a big believer. I am a big believer in the future of sports cards, and being at the National only further proved that to be true. Now, one of the cool things that I got to do at the National while I was there was drop some cards off in person for grading. And in the videos that I did during the National, I showed you that I dropped a Tua card off to PSA and got that back with not quite the grade I was hoping. And I also showed you that I dropped a couple of cards off at Beckett, including the gold Kaboom Justin Herbert card. But I realized later, I never showed you what happened when I got those cards back. And a lot of people have asked in the YouTube comments over the last few videos, Jeff, what happened with those cards? So I got them here to show you. Let's take a look. I gotta say, it surprised the heck out of me, the grade that I got. And here it is, you guys ready for it? You wanna see the Justin Herbert Gold Kaboom card that I picked up at the Dallas Card Show a few months ago. You might remember seeing this card from the Dallas Card Show videos back in May. Here it is. It came back as a 9.5, not only a 9.5, but a true gem 9.5, all 9.5 subgrades. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll be honest with you, I never thought that that was gonna happen. When I bought this card at the Dallas Card Show, there were some imperfections I thought with it. In particular, I was a little concerned about the corners. Now they were in pretty good shape, but I thought that the grader might ding it a little bit. And I thought the centering was off. And maybe I just don't understand what proper centering is on these Kaboom cards, but to me, the centering looks a bit visibly off, yet at 9.5 all the way around. I couldn't be happier with this grade. I'm very, very thankful to get this grade. That was awesome. But don't go saying that the Beckett grading people were just, you know, having a good day and being friendly, because I submitted a second card with my order. It was an RJ Barrett Superfractor, the one of one from Contenders Optic. It didn't do as well. It only got an 8.5. So it wasn't necessarily just that the graders were having a great day and just decided to, do me right. That wasn't the case. I won one and I lost one. Now this one, this RJ Barrett card, I was also not expecting to get a wonderful grade because the centering was noticeably off. And I guess there were some surface issues too, because they only gave it an 8 on the surface. So, you know, what can you do? You win one and you lose one, but I'm super happy that Justin Herbert Gold Kaboom came back as a 9-5. I think that's making a pretty nice investment for me. We'll see what that does in the future. But hey, today we're here to talk about some cards that are going up right now. We've got five incredible cards to talk about, so let's jump right in with today's top five cards. Starting off at number five on today's list, Cam Newton. Cam Newton is back in the top five again today because I guess people are getting excited about the Patriots' prospects. Maybe they'll improve this season. You think it's probably hard to keep a Bill Belichick-coached team down for too long. And a lot of people think that Newton will get a lot of starting time this season, that he'll be able to hold Matt Jones off and retain that starting job, and maybe he'll lead the Patriots to a playoff run. Now, I want to take a look at Cam Newton's card prices going all the way back to early last year, because what a funny graph this is to look at. So we're looking at a little over a year worth of data here in market movers. And so, first of all, look what happened right here when last season it was announced that the Patriots had signed Cam Newton. And you could see that the spike in his cards that almost occurred overnight. They came down a little bit, but then as we got to the month before last NFL season, look at that crazy run in cards that occurred all the way through the early part of the season. But then as the Patriots started not doing so good, you can see how the cards just fell and fell and fell as the season went on and just kind of hit a low point here as the season was wrapping up. Well, you know, this offseason they bounced up and down a little bit, but if we zoom in here to look at what's gone on over the last 30 days with his 2011 Topps base card in PSA 10, you can see it's starting to move a little bit back up here again in the recent days. We're starting to get a little bit of a positive trend line once again if you look at these last few days. So we're seeing this card inch back up again as we get closer to the season. Now, one word of caution. One thing that Market Movers allows you to do is it allows you to go in and see the detailed results as well as who bought each of these cards. And I will say there's been a lot of purchases of this card over the last week, but they've all been from the same two or three buyers. And you can tell this because the buyer feedback rating is identical. So basically you've got a couple of buyers out there who think Newton could go on and do something this year, and they're starting to buy a lot of his cards up. So is this a sign that the market's gonna be really hot on him? Or is this a sign that just a few buyers are taking a chance on him right now and are pushing his prices up as a result? We'll see. We'll see if this trend continues as we get into the season. In the number four spot today, an NBAer who I love watching his game. In fact, I think he's probably a little underrated and a little appreciated, but he now has a gold medal around his neck. Bam Adebayo, the starting center for Team USA and also for the Miami Heat. And he is a force on the court. He is a big with a versatile game. He's getting better offensively. That's the area of his game that he needs to continue to develop at. But this past season, he averaged almost 19 points per game to go along with 9 rebounds. His stats are getting better and better, and people are excited about his future. And his gold medal win perhaps pushed his card prices up a little bit. Here on the screen, I brought three of his different rookie cards up from 2017. His Optic base card in PSA 10, his Prism base card in PSA 10, and his Prism silver card in PSA 10. And if we viewed to look at all of these by percentage change, that's where you can really see the story. That Prism silver card, only been a couple sales of that, but it's up 50% over the last 2 weeks. That Optic base card, there's been several more sales of that. That one is currently up 66% over the last 2 weeks. And his Prism base card is up 25% over the last 2 weeks. It's been a couple of good weeks for Bam Adebayo. All right, it's time to kick up a little controversy with the player who's in the number three position on this week's list, Deshaun Watson. Yes, that's right. Despite all of his legal troubles and the uncertainty regarding his playing status and maybe even what team he'll be playing for this season, Deshaun Watson has made his way into the top five. And of course, that is partially due to the fact that his cards had dropped a ton this offseason as he got into all of the legal trouble. Of course, it all started early in the offseason with him wanting to be traded and not wanting to go back to the Houston. And then he got into all of this legal trouble. And as a result of that, people had been selling off his cards. His prices had dropped a lot. But they seemed to hit the bottom point where sports card investors said, I'm going to speculate on this guy again. Because he is a top five talent at quarterback in the NFL. He's a top five talent. So if these troubles get behind him, and granted, he's in a lot of hot water, it seems, right now. But if these troubles someday get behind him and are forgiven and forgotten about, then Deshaun Watson's cards could look like a real value at this very moment. That is what some sports card investors and collectors are speculating on. As a result, his cards are on the way up. And here we're looking at the last 90 days of several of his most popular rookie cards. And again, to make more sense of this graph, I'm gonna look at the price changes by percentage. And if you look at what's happening here, especially in the last couple of weeks, you can see that these things are all going up. Every single one of these cards is going up. So different cards I put on the graph here in Market Movers. His 2017 Optic Holo PSA 10, that's up 81%. That's that one right there. This one here is his 2017 Optic Base PSA 10. That's up 72%. His 2017 Prism Silver PSA 10 is up 23%. His 2017 Donruss Base PSA 10 is up 25%. His 2017 Select Concourse PSA 10 is up 27%. Is that all of them? How about his 2017 Select Concourse Silver PSA 10? That one's up 50%. So no matter which Deshaun Watson rookie card you have, they've gone up a lot in the last few weeks. It will be real interesting to see what happens between now and the start of the season. Ladies and gentlemen, you are going to laugh when I tell you who is in the number two spot today, because it's Lonzo Ball, baby. Lonzo Ball has cracked the top five for the first time. He is here in the top five sports cards. And look, you guys know that I have been hyping Lonzo Ball for some time, but this has nothing to do with me. This has everything to do with the fact that he just recently completed a sign and trade deal that took him from the New Orleans Pelicans to the Chicago Bulls. And as we often see in the sports card hobby, when a player joins a new team, whether he's traded or he joins a new team through free agency, there's often a spike in his card prices right after that happens. And that has absolutely been the case with Lonzo Ball, because a lot of his cards have gone up the last couple of weeks. And hey, I'll take it. I'm happy for it. I hate to admit this, but I'm going to tell you this out of full transparency. I sold some of my Lonzo Ball cards this last week. As soon as that news of him going to Chicago hit, I said, okay, his prices are probably going to spike. And when they do, perhaps I should cash in a few chips off the table. Because my pick of Lonzo Ball as this excellent sports card investment, it hasn't actually quite materialized to the depth that I was hoping it would. So I said, you know what? I'll take advantage of this moment when interest is high in Lonzo Ball. I'll cash in on some of my cards. And that's what I did. And I'm pretty happy with the return I made. I did well on those cards. I hope Lonzo goes on and has a fabulous career. I do still own some of his cards. I actually do so kind of believe in the guy. And I do kind of believe that when he gets to Chicago and pairs with Zach LaVine and Coby White, that they're going to do some fun, interesting things together. I don't think they're ever going to compete for an NBA title, but they might be a fun team to watch every now and again. So I'm holding a few of my Lonzo cards. I've sold off some of them. And I was happy when I did, because look at his prices. I brought up on the screen here a few of his different popular rookie cards. Let's look at the price changes by percentage of these cards. This is over the last 2 weeks. And you can see these are all going in the upwards direction. In particular, his 2017 Prism base card in PSA 10, this one up here, that's up almost 60% over the last 2 weeks. And his 2017 Optic base card in PSA 10 is up over 25%. Over the last 2 weeks. So hey, to all of you Lonzo Ball owners out there, and I might just be talking to myself, congratulations. Oh boy. For our number one spot this week, we got a serious player in that position who's having one heck of a season again from the world of baseball. Manny Machado. And Manny Machado, this guy has been good now. Really, really good for quite some time. You know that he is the star infielder, of course, for the San Diego Padres. Machado came in third place last year in MVP voting. And this year, he quietly could be in the running for another high finish in the MVP award, especially bolstered by the fact that you've got players now like Acuna and DeGrom out with injury. Tatis has missed some time. So Machado is kind of working his way into this MVP race. He's had a nice season, batting .285, 21 home runs, 77 RBIs, and his card prices have been picking up, and not just card prices, but also volume. There's been a lot of sales of his card over the last few weeks after he just made, obviously, his fifth All-Star team as well. So people are excited about Machado and what he can do this year. So here we go. We've got his 2013 Topps base card in PSA 10 on the screen, and his 2013 Topps Chrome base card on the screen. The Chrome card, which is a much lower population card, that top line, and the bottom line is his normal Topps base card. And this is the last 30 days of both of these cards, and these cards are both up a lot over the last 30 days. His Chrome card is up 86%, almost 87% over the last 30 days. His base Topps card is up about 24% over the last 30 days. But that was only because there happened to be a couple of high sales right at the beginning of that 30-day period. In fact, that Topps base card, even going back just a couple of weeks ago, you could have bought that card for as little as $51. The recent sales of that card have been $110, as much as $136. And that Topps Chrome card, going back a few weeks ago, you could have bought that card for $110, and you could have sold that card recently for over $200. Machado is showing some pretty good returns in a short period of time for those of you who hold his cards. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed the top five today. All of these charts and graphs came from Market Movers, and you can try Market Movers for free now on your phone. Go into the App Store on your Apple device or your Android device and search for Market Movers in the App Store. You can download the app and you can try it for free, or you can go to marketmoversapp.com on your computer. That's marketmoversapp.com. And please hit that subscribe button and that bell icon on this YouTube channel if you haven't already, so we can continue to bring you new episodes like this. And in fact, we hope to see you in a couple days with our next one. Take care, everybody. See you soon.